My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin has lost everything and wants to get his scammer Belinda back. Will small talk and one-word answers do it? Listen and enjoy.
Yes, I still could do comedy. It is my career. It is how I can make people feel what I no longer feel. At this point, it is all I have. She goes, okay.
How empathetic.
When you get an okay, that is like,
Kiss off.
But even in the height of our romance, I would get okays from her.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because there really wasn't a romance. I hate to tell you.
There was something.
Nah.
You heard that phone call.
Yeah.
It was something.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was. It was something.
Maybe she was getting
the latest
tickled.
Phone call.
No, that one, there was certainly nothing there.
Let's not kid ourselves.
No, at that point, that was a problem.
There was something when you were talking to the girl. You were talking to the old man now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The man's not fond of my work.
Yeah.
He's not a fan. He goes, what do you mean it's all you have? I go, I lost my close friend. See, Dick, I still care.
Oh, yeah.
I lost you. I lost my daughter. For that hour I'm on stage is the one place I still feel whole.
Yuck.
What were we just talking about that?
I understand.
Hallmark for comedians.
She goes, okay.
Oh, God. She just doesn't care.
Can we stop? If you were truly a person.
Wait, what the hell, Joe? I think we're learning more about how Joe feels about me.
You mistook what I was going to say, but I would love to leave it there.
Creep.
I would like just to stop it and just.
I am trying to get my woman back, and no compassion from you.
There
Sarah.
Is compassion.
He's dead. He doesn't care.
Dead in my eyes.
Even though I don't want to finish the phrase, I have no choice. Even though if you were a person that was in a deep depressed state and you were trying to get back, and you couldn't live with yourself, you wanted to get back to it. This is your life. This is what you want to get back to, and you lay it out like this. Okay, that's devastating.
It most certainly is.
Yeah.
What do you guys think my response was?
I don't know where you're going to go next, but it's like, okay, that's all you have to say to me?
Yeah, you got to dig in.
I go, really? Yeah. I gave her a really.
You know, she got a really. Yeah, it really is good, right?
No, because that really is shitty. Really? It's like she wasn't even listening.
No.
And it's got to be a short really. Really. Really.
It really. It was. A capitalized R, good. One question
good,
mark.
Good. Really.
Really. She goes, what's really? It's a word I use quite frequently. She goes, what's really? I go. Do you still speak with Rita? That was the roommate.
Mm-hmm.
Really, it really is to you okaying everything. She goes, yeah, I do. Her mother has also passed away just a couple months when her dad died. People are dying left and right.
Yeah, they're like, oh, we're screwing. He's questioning. All right, just kill everybody. What do we know?
This is,
he bumped off El Dorado. I can bump off a couple of people on my head.
It's the Red Wedding. Nobody's safe.
I can kill off characters too, okay?
Yeah, right.
I wonder if I'm getting blamed.
That's what they have in common. You know, there's pressure. I kill somebody. Yeah. Bump somebody off.
It's a game of chess.
Yeah.
I go, that's terrible. I'm very sorry. Was she sick? Did you go to the funeral? She goes, it will be at the end of the month. She was a little sick. Well, she died. She was more than a little sick.
Yeah. She was really fucking
She had more than the sniffles.
And what if they got her on ice? Yeah, about at the end of the month.
At the end of the month.
Yeah, really.
Well,
I mean,
sometimes they keep them around, I guess. I don't know.
Why?
I don't know. We keep people in state for months on end.
You know, I was wondering, like, what during, like, winter right now, where there's all the snow, what do they do with people when they die? They can't find a grave.
No, they can't dig a grave. Well,
it's Africa. They don't worry about snow.
No, but I was curious about that. What do they do with them?
They have to store them someplace because they can't dig.
Yeah.
They can dig. They have machines.
But how do you know? But if there's snow on the ground, you have the frost on the ground. Plus, how do you find the gravesite with all the snow?
Well, maybe Gravedigger Tom has an answer. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, Tom actually said about the segment. He goes, "I was hoping for a gunshot and a postmortem segue."
What a bunch of creeps that are on this show and listen to the show.
Yeah. And Lisa wants to know Ebola. They're dropping like flies.
Could use Ebola on that.
This is pre-Ebola, all right?
No, it's not.
Yes, it's 2013.
Yeah, Ebola still existed in Africa.
Yes.
Yeah, who the fuck cares? It didn't go to Ghana, though. It wasn't in Ghana.
Yeah. sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
No, it wasn't. Jersey. It wasn't. There wasn't an outbreak.
Right, you get mad. It wasn't there. All right, wasn't there?
Trying to be accurate in this case of bullshit.
I was waiting for you to slap down your lollipop in your hand while you're making a point like a
so
dope.
But I didn't.
You almost
he
did.
Like he was going to use that stupid lollipop like a gavel.
Leave my lollipop alone. Yeah. I go, will you be going to the funeral making the dresses? I go, what was the sickness? She goes, I don't know yet. I go, well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for Rita. It has been a tough time for her. I recall you saying she's religious, so I'm sure she's had a lot of moments with God. She goes, yeah, I think so, too. I go, has Kasia started school yet? We are just small talking. I am just hanging on.
No, you're just small talking.
They're like, yes, no,
yeah.
Shut up. Why are you asking?
Yeah, there's a witness. She's answering like she's on a witness stand.
Yes.
Could be a real woman the way I'm getting the short answers. Mm. She goes, yes, she has. I go, does she like it? She goes, yes, she does. I give her a smiley emoticon. I go, is mommy still helping her with maths? Because that's how they say it, they're maths.
Do they have Common Core over in Kana?
No, their education system's better.
Yeah, because yeah. Daddy can't help with math.
No, Daddy can't. Well, maybe Daddy can, but this Daddy can't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She goes, I try my best. I go, well, as I recall, you are always pretty smart, so I'm sure your best is quite good. She goes, thanks. I go, welcome. I go, so you never tell me. Where'd you get that cute dog?
Dad. You mean Snack?
We call him Snacky.
We call him Snacky. Here's Snacky.
He doesn't bite till we do.
Catch the marinade. Good, Snacky.
They didn't call him that for long.
Yeah.
It was a short relationship.
Yeah.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.